This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado authorities fined the gambling site DraftKings $90,000 for allowing bets on two separate unauthorized sporting events. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
DraftKings accepted bets on the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight in November, even after Colorado sent an email warning sportsbooks that the fight did not comply with state betting rules because of the size of the gloves and the shorter fight rounds. DraftKings accepted at least 100 bets over 4 days leading up to the fight until the state told them to stop. Later, DraftKings allowed bets on a college basketball player's performance in the March Madness tournament. State law prohibits that. The company said it cooperated with Colorado and is working to strengthen their processes. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Democratic State Senator Jesse Danielson has announced her bid to be the next Colorado Secretary of State. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Danielson has one more year in the legislature and has championed issues like workers and indigenous rights. She says she wants to stand up for and preserve an election system that's under attack.
So I think the primary task is to protect what we have in place that Colorado voters have come to really depend on.
Danielson grew up on her family's farm in Weld County. She's the second Democratic elected official from Jefferson County to enter the race. The current Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, is term limited and running for Attorney General. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. It's another toasty summer day in most of Colorado. Along the Front Range, highs in the upper 80s or low 90s, and about 10 degrees cooler in the Central Mountains.